This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. We'll get your calls in our next segment and in our next segment. And we also don't have a guest today, so if you want to chat for a while, we'll have plenty of time to talk to you. I know some of you guys want to talk, and I always have to cut you off. I apologize for that. But today we don't have a guest, so it's all you. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. And if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase longevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase longevity products off the website, and we can also sign you up to join the Brightside Ben team. If you want to start a home-based business, click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And you can also call 866-735-2470 if you want to speak to a person, 866-735-2470. Click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com if you want to start a home-based business and work out of your home to help change the world with the power of nutrition and the power of the longevity products. And if you want to earn a little side income as well, home-based business is a great opportunity, and the longevity home-based business opportunity is especially good. Call 866-735-2470 or click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Okay, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll get your calls next segment, and no guests today, so just anything you want to chat about, we're here for you. All right, so we're talking about, we've been talking about fish lately, the last couple of days. We've been talking about the importance of fish as a food, potentially, anyway. Fish food, fish are being fed fats and grains and the wrong kinds of protein and laboratory synthesized, factory created fish food similar to human infant formulas that contain the basic nutrients that a baby needs but don't have the important trace minerals that an infant needs to grow strong. In the same way, plants, plankton, algae, seaweeds, insects, and other natural elements that should be in a healthy fish diet have biochemicals that can't be duplicated or even detected. And, of course, fish have immense amount of stress when they're aquacultured, and that makes their nutritional needs even higher than their non-farmed wild cousins. One of the big problems associated with fish that is just starting to become recognized is fungus. fish fungus, fish fungal infections. And not only are fish, which should be nature's one of nature's healthiest foods, not only are fish fed the wrong kinds of menu, if you will, not only are they under a lot of stress, not only are they given drugs and antibiotics especially, but now we have this looming crisis of fish fungal infections. Antibiotics given to fish are obviously not a good thing. They do keep bacteria in check, however, and they reduce the likelihood of infections, which is an important consideration if you're farming fish, which are subject to the fish that are farmed are subject to concentrated waste and toxins and sea lice and disease. But unfortunately, by throwing off the ordinary balance, the ordinary control mechanisms that bacteria have for fungus, by throwing off the balance between bacteria and fungus, they all usually control each other's populations. Overuse of antibiotics, and even regular use of antibiotics, doesn't have to be overuse, can lead to overgrowth of fungi. And we really don't know a lot about fungal infections in fish because we've only been studying them for the last 20 or 30 years. Fungal infections in fish were not a big deal until we started going with fish farming. But the last 20 or 30 years, it's become more and more important. And now researchers are starting to focus on these kinds of problems, and they're discovering that there's an issue here. Largely because fungal infections in fish represent a potential major economic loss, especially as fish farming becomes more and more prevalent. As it turns out, fish, like all living organisms, get stressed out. They freak out when they're raised in stressful conditions, and their immune systems become suppressed. Fish have immune systems like we have immune systems, and when they're packed together on farms, fish farms are more susceptible to infection from suppressed immunity. And because all living entities, like all living entities, fungus love protein. Bacteria love protein, people love protein, animals love protein, fungus love protein. Fish represent a major fungal food source. It's not just human beings that thrive on fish. It's not just animals that thrive on fish. But fungus thrive on fish too. And it's not just farm fish, by the way, because there's antibiotics in the regular water supply. We've done such a number on our environment, and we're paying the price for this. Because of emissions that are poured into rivers, toxic PCBs, polychlorinated biphenyls that are put into the waterways, nitrogen, waste products, industrial waste that's put into waterways. Fungal infections in wild fish and shellfish and abalone are on the rise too. Unfortunately, there isn't much that you can do to treat fungal infections in fish, at least not in a non-toxic way. And the real way to deal with the problem is with prevention, and fish farmers are starting to pay attention. They're starting to understand that you got to provide a healthy aquaculture environment to raise your fish in. Interestingly, fish farmers are also known to use fungus as a source of nutrition for their fish, particularly fungal polysaccharides. As it turns out, polysaccharides from fungus have prebiotic properties. And prebiotic properties can support the immune system. So not only do fungus have, can fungus be a problem when in fish farms and raising fish, but fish farmers can actually use fungus, at least fungal polysaccharides, to act as prebiotics to support the immune systems of fish. Prebiotics can be defined as food for probiotics. Prebiotic nutrition is becoming a real important thing in human nutrition as well. Fiber is the most important of the prebiotics, and that's one of the reasons why fiber is so important. When we think about fiber, we tend to think about bowel movements and elimination of toxins and waste from the body, but fiber also acts as a prebiotic to support probiotics, to support intestinal health. And that's one of the reasons why I find the carnivore diet to be so problematic. Not that meat's a problem, but the idea that you could only eat meat and only eat animal products, not only seems to me anyway, I'm waiting to hear from Dr. Sean Baker and his colleague who also wrote a book on the carnivore diet. Seems to me that if you're just eating meat, you're going to be deficient in certain vitamins like vitamin C, and it seems to me you're going to have a problem with your fiber, with prebiotics. With supporting probiotics in the intestine. That's the big problem with the carnivore diet. The fungal kingdom is really interesting because not only is it a problem, not only is it associated with health challenges, obviously, but it's also provides good nutrition, not just for fish, but for people too. There's a molecule, a polysaccharide, that's found in fungus that is unbelievably valuable for health. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break on The Bright Side right after this.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. We're talking about fish and fungus. Fungal polysaccharides are actually used as prebiotics to support fish immunity, the fish immune system. That's one of the neat things about the fungal kingdom. It's a source of these polysaccharides. We talked about beta-glucan a lot. Beta-glucan is a really, it's one, probably one of the most important, one of the most interesting, we'll say, of the polysaccharides. It's a long chain of glucose. Glucan means a long chain of glucose, a long chain of sugar molecules. It's got really unbelievably valuable immune system boosting property. It's also a prebiotic. It also acts to support the health of bacteria in the intestine. And these fungus, the members of the fungal kingdom, are a source of another really, really underappreciated and very important and very helpful polysaccharide called chitin, C-H-I-T-I-N, chitin. I remember maybe 10 years ago, a derivative of chitin called chitosan. Actually, it was in the 90s, I believe. A derivative of chitosan, of chitin called chitosan, was being marketed as a fat-absorbing supplement that supposedly you could eat all the fat you want. You took some chitosan, and the chitosan would suck up the fat. And there is some logic to that, actually. I'm not sure if it's really necessarily part of its biochemistry. It's not really biochemistry. It's more of a mechanical activity, this ability to absorb fats. Nonetheless, chitin has got some really interesting biochemical properties. Chitin is a long chain of sugars, like glucans are long chains of glucose. Chitin is a long chain of something called N-acetylglucosamine, also known as NAG. And this stuff, N-acetylglucosamine, is really, really cool stuff. NAG is a sugar amino acid, and it's got some really interesting properties on its own. Now, if you take chitin, you probably won't be able to use it as a source of N-acetylglucosamine. Nonetheless, N-acetylglucosamine, or NAG, we'll just call it NAG, NAG, can be taken as a supplement. It's very helpful for the digestive tract. It has healing properties. You'll find NAG, one of the best sources of NAG is aloe vera. And if you've ever been told, or if you've ever used aloe vera gel for your digestive system, one of the reasons why your aloe vera is so good for the digestive system is because this N-acetylglucosamine has got healing properties. Especially if you're dealing with irritable bowel disease, Crohn's disease, if you have ulcerations in the intestine or even the stomach. N-acetylglucosamine has an ability to slime away H. pylori. We talked a month ago or so about the idea of sliming away bacteria. N-acetylglucosamine has a sliming effect for H. pylori, which is the germ that's involved in the development of stomach ulcerations. And N-acetylglucosamine can actually help you with all kinds of connective tissue problems. In fact, N-acetylglucosamine, like its cousin, glucosamine sulfate in particular, can be helpful for folks who are dealing with arthritis. And, for that matter, it can be helpful for folks who are worried about getting wrinkles. Glucosamine and N-acetylglucosamine help stimulate the production of connective tissue. Connective tissue is not just important for the intestine, but it's important for the bones. Connective tissue plays a role in the health of the fascias made up of connective tissue, the stuff that holds our organs in place inside the body. All the cartilage in the body is connective tissue based. In fact, connective tissue makes up probably close to a third of the body. Aging is largely, or the things we hate about aging, we'll say, the arthritis, the wrinkling. That's something in my throat here. The arthritis and the wrinkling and the heart disease. The heart sits on a skeleton of connective tissue. Vascular problems, circulatory problems. When the connective tissue deteriorates, the blood vessels, cholesterol deposits can accumulate. So building connective tissue is really, really important. Just an important idea, not just for the intestine, but for the entire body, really. In fact, if you want to minimize the effects of aging, one of the most important things you could do is build your connective tissue. Glucosamine, N-acetylglucosamine, hyaluronic acid, silica, and of course, vitamin C, which is the single most important nutrient for connective tissue, are absolute must-haves. As far as chitin goes, I don't know necessarily that you'll get N-acetylglucosamine from chitin, but you'll get a lot of other benefits from chitin. Chitin is found in shellfish, it's found in insects, and it's found in fungus. It gives insect shells their hardness. It gives everything. It gives, wherever it's found, it's one of its main roles is to provide hardness. It plays the same role
in fungal cells than it does in shellfish. Shellfish are hard. Their outer shell is hard largely because of chitin, and chitin in fungal cells gives them strength and support, just like it gives the cells of shellfish, and the shells of insects as well. Chitin is like a version of cellulose in plants. Cellulose gives plants their hardness, and it's just pretty much as abundant as cellulose. In fact, I think cellulose may be the most abundant polymer on Earth, and I think chitin probably is the second most abundant polymer on Earth. And, of course, one of the most important benefits of chitin is it's a source of fiber. Unlike beta-glucan, which is another fiber found in fungus, mushrooms, yeast, and molds, chitin does not dissolve in water. Beta-glucan goes right into water. But chitin does not dissolve in water. It's an insoluble fiber. And this makes it very valuable for the health of the microbiome, where it acts as a prebiotic. Bacteria in the intestine can chew on chitin, and they can release all kinds of good stuff upon their enzymatic action on this chitin. And they act as a food source, of course, for intestinal bacteria. In the future, we're going to be eating a lot of chitin, because one of the most important sources of food in the future is going to be bugs, particularly crickets, which are not only incredibly abundant, but they're also cheap, and they're also very, very nutritious. Last month, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about the European Union's conclusion that bugs are safe to eat. Overcoming the yuck, this is what it says in the article here from the Wall Street Journal, quote, overcoming the yuck factor could determine whether Europeans embrace edible insects, unquote. As we speak, there are various established as well as startup companies, including a company called Micronutris, another one called Yinsect, Y-N-C-E-C-T, that are in the process of building factories and developing cricket farms and bug farms to produce thousands, hundreds of thousands of tons of bugs a year is what they're estimating. Can you imagine this? Hundreds of thousands of tons of bugs a year are going to be farmed for us to be able to enjoy, enjoy in our food, and to enjoy as food. And it's not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, if you can get over the fact that you're eating bugs, they're highly nutritious. They're wonderful protein, and obviously they're really cheap. And there's environmental benefits also from raising bugs. There's it doesn't take a lot of energy to raise bugs, according to Margaret Mazzocchi, an Italian economist from the University of Bologna. Quote, there are clear environmental and economic benefits if you substitute traditional sources of animal proteins with those that require less feed, produce less waste, and result in fewer greenhouse gas emissions. That's bug farming. I remember food science exhibition a few years ago, and I got to enjoy crickets. They're kind of like French fries a little bit, or like chips. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010. We'll take your phone calls when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. Don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Georgia State Election Board voted unanimously Wednesday to move forward with an investigation of U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock, the Democrat from Georgia, for his role serving as board chairman of a voter registration organization founded by Stacey Abrams that election officials say failed to follow deadlines. Warnock did not respond to requests for comment. According to data from Burbio, a digital platform that tracks school data, President Biden's new target of reopening schools, having more than 50% of public schools offering at least one day of in-person classes a week, is behind where the nation's public schools already are. 66% of students in kindergarten through 12th grade are already attending traditional in-person classes 5 days a week. Millions of people in Japan will be delayed in getting Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine as planned. Standard syringes in use in Japan are unable to extract a sixth and final dose from each vial manufactured by the U.S. drug maker. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The stress of the COVID-19 pandemic is taking a toll on mental health, USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
The report from insurance company The Standard showed about 55% of the workers surveyed said they were dealing with mental health issues since the beginning of the pandemic, with many citing increased stress around job security and working from home while balancing other family and social demands. Dr. Patrice Harris says that just having conversations about these issues is a good place to start in dealing with them. The former president of the American Medical Association tells CNBC that there are some simple coping strategies those who are feeling overwhelmed can use.
Certainly, I want everyone to, first of all, give themselves grace and space to feel how they are feeling. Know that we are not helpless. And yes, we are all hitting that wall. But it is time to build on our reserves, call on those coping skills that we typically use. Make sure we are getting some activity. I know in the North, it's difficult, but put on your favorite artist and dance around. Make sure you're sleeping and try to eat. And by all means, Shep, we should not be turning to alcohol to cope.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Mental health includes our emotional, psychological, and social well-being. It affects how we think, feel, and act. It also helps determine how we handle stress related to others and make choices. Mental health is important at every stage of life, from childhood and adolescence through adulthood. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Our lines are open for you, and we've got the next two segments to speak to at 844-236-6010. If you have questions, comments, success stories you'd like to share, we love hearing from you. And you just want to contribute to the conversation. Likewise, I was just reading about Boris Johnson's speech. Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of the UK, is he wants, there's 2 million people who have not gotten their vaccines. They vaccinated 15 million people in the UK. 2 million people have not gotten their vaccines, and Boris is upset about that. Man, what is going on in the world today? Now, there's another article today. This one was from MedPage about double masking. MedPage today. CDC, double mask up to reduce COVID exposure. You want to wear two masks. Soon to wear three masks. What the heck? Where's the vitamin C, folks? How about giving everybody vitamin C and zinc? How about laying off the McDonald's? This is just craziness what's going on. Now COVID rates are dropping, but of course there's a variant. So now the chairman of the board, or the CEO, I should say, of Johnson & Johnson says, we may need to have COVID vaccines every year. We may need a new COVID vaccine every year. I'm telling you, crazy world we're living in. All right, 844-236-6010. Let's go to the phones and say good morning to our friend Don in Georgia. What's up, Don? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Dan, I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's going on?
So I'm experiencing some, I don't even know how to explain it really. I guess you'd call them like dry white patches on my legs, like in the morning when I wake up, inside of my thighs.
Just in the morning?
Well, I mean, they're there all day, but I really notice them in the morning when I get up, and then, you know, I guess I don't notice them throughout the day.
And it's just in the inner part of your, just in the inner part of your thighs?
Inner part of the thighs, calves, like in the inside of the knee.
Anything like in the lower part, like ankles or feet?
The ankles also.
Yeah, that's
like
a sign of
get itchy.
That's a circulatory issue. Not you don't have it on your upper body as much?
No, not really.
Yeah, you know, the blood doesn't circulate to the lower part of the body as well as it does to the upper part of the body. That's number one. And the lymph also doesn't move as well in the lower part of the body as it does in the upper part of the body. The blood, as far as the blood goes, the lower part of your body, it depends, it's further away from the heart. So it's
right.
More subject to issues with circulation. They're going to occur more in the lower part of the body, especially your feet and your ankles. And likewise with the lymph. So if you're noticing problems in the lower part of your body and on the skin and not in the upper part of the body, the first thing to think about is your circulatory issue, system. Now, do you have, I'm trying to remember, did you have a digestive thing going on or was it psoriasis?
Yeah. Eczema.
Yeah, it sounds like atopic. Yeah, atopic dermatitis, I remember. So it's kind of interesting because when we see the skin, we don't really think of it as, we don't see its structure. We don't see its architecture when we see the skin. It's kind of like the ocean. You look at the top of the ocean, it doesn't look like you have all this depth to it. It just looks like there's nothing happening. But if you scuba dive, or even if you just watch, you know, documentaries about the ocean, you know there's a whole world underneath the surface, which is kind of a cool thought. You know, when you look at the top of the ocean, it just looks like nothing's happening. But at the bottom, there's an entire universe of dynamic life going on. And it's the same thing with the skin. With the skin, that dynamic life is very sensitive or responsive to inflammation. Except it's not inflammation like a black eye. It's inflammation that's microscopic. So underneath the skin, you have layers. And if those layers are affected by microinflammation being exactly the same as the kind of inflammation you have when you have a black eye, but it's microscopic, you're going to have disturbances in how cells move from the bottom of the skin to the upper part of the skin. That you can also have disturbances in the chemistry of the skin. Both the disturbances in the chemistry of the skin and disturbances in the way cells move from the bottom to the top can cause flakiness. That flakiness is the direct effect of biochemical disturbances that affect how skin cells drop off. Under ordinary circumstances, skin is growing from the bottom to the top. Cells are moving from the bottom to the top. And at the top, they're stuck on, and they're supposed to kind of flop off very slowly and individually. You can't even see them flopping off. In fact, as you're sitting here talking to me on the phone, cells are flopping off of your face and your arms and your skin, maybe 50 or 60% of dust is people's skin cells just flopping off. But because they're flopping off one at a time, you don't notice them. However, if the biochemistry that's causing those skin cells to flop off is not functioning as it should, they don't flop off one at a time. They kind of accumulate. And then they flop off in clumps. Does this make sense so far?
Yeah, so far.
Those clumps that are really a bunch of cells together that should have been flopping off one at a time and you shouldn't be seeing them can be perceived as flakiness. They can be perceived as dandruff. And they could be perceived as, or they could be felt as itchiness. So itchiness, flakiness, dandruff, all of these are signs that skin cells aren't coming off the way they should. Secondary to biochemical disturbances, secondary to, and this is the most important part right now, I'm going to tell you, secondary to or tertiary to following microinflammation. That's what you're dealing with. And the reason that I want to go through that whole kind of process is because we don't really think of microinflammation in the skin because we can't see it. We can only see the end result of it, but we can't see the microinflammation. But once you understand it's inflammation, microscopic as it may be, now you have some tools for dealing with it. At least you understand the mechanism. Inflammation is the immune system. Inflammation is the calling card of the immune system. So when you have flakiness, when you have itchiness, when you have dandruff, when you have eczema, when you have psoriasis for that matter, although that's a little bit different, you're dealing with an inflammatory condition, which means you're dealing with an immune condition. The immune system means defense. So you got to figure out what is the body defending itself from. Usually it's going to be food. Now, this whole thing can be compounded by nutritional deficiencies, which can make the skin more sensitive, skin cells more sensitive to the inflammatory process. And those nutrients, when it comes to skin especially, are going to be fatty. And to make it a little bit more complex, digestive problems can lead to fat deficiencies too, because fats are hard to digest. So two things to focus on: the immune system, which means food and digestion, and fats and fatty nutrients. So for the digestive thing, probiotics, fiber, which we talked about today, staying away from problem foods. You know the drill. Same thing we always talk about. And then sugar is not great, but that's not necessarily going to trigger the immune system. It may actually suppress the immune system, which could be, that's a whole other issue. But when I think about problem foods, I think about hard to process foods. Those usually involve foods that have peptides in them. Eggs, dairy, grains, legumes, soy, beans. These are foods that have a lot of protein, a lot of peptides. That's what triggers the immune system, is peptides. Gluten, for example, is a classic example. Gluten is a classic example of a complex peptide that the body responds to, especially at the level of the intestine. So paying attention to foods that are complex, have complex peptides in them. And those are mostly the allergenic foods: legumes, eggs, dairy, grains, and soy, which is kind of legume. Hang on, because I got a few more things to say. Okay, can you hang on, Don?
Okay. Yep.
All right, buddy. All right, got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to BrightsideBend.com. That's BrightsideBend.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. So, Don, So a couple things. First of all, it's really important to recognize when you have a skin issue that it's not a surface issue, that there's a depth to the skin. And what we see on the surface is the end result of what's occurring at the depths, in the depths. As far as the depths go, you've got layers. I think of it like baklava or like lasagna. You've got different layers to the skin. And skin cells are rising from the bottom to the top, from the lower layers to the top layers. And all that requires a lot of biochemistry. There's enzymes that have to be working correctly. The cells themselves have to be functional and they have to have the right shape and have to have the right nutrients, specifically fats. And when things aren't correct biochemically, you'll notice things on the surface of the skin. This is especially true when you have flakiness, dandruff, eczema, itchiness, dry skin even can be caused by all of this stuff. So what you want to do is you want to work, number one, at the level of inflammation, which means the immune system. When you think inflammation, think immunity. When you think immunity, think digestion and food. And that means eliminating problem foods, which we talked about before we went to break, and that's the complex foods. It tends to be the more complex foods. You mentioned sugar. That's not a great thing for sure, but that's not usually problems in terms of reactivity. Reactivity usually means to peptides. And that's dairy and eggs and peanuts and legumes and soy and beans and grains. I think I said grains. Gluten [S2] Right. [S1] Being a classic example of a peptide. So stay away from all that stuff. And if you don't want to stay away from all of it, if you love those kinds of foods, just stay away from some of them. And you may just have a problem with eggs, for example. I'm not saying you do, but you may have a problem with eggs. You may just have a problem with dairy. So you're going to kind of have to experiment a little bit. And then
what about meat?
Meats usually not. Meats are very rarely a problem. In fact, hardly ever, which is kind of interesting, right? It's the plants that are the problem, not the meats. So, you got to be really careful with the foods that have these complex peptides. Meats, I wouldn't worry about those. And then also supporting digestive health with things like enzymes, digestive enzymes. You know, a lot of responses that get blamed on allergic reactions can be helped by supplementing with digestive enzymes. Digestive enzymes help you break up proteins. If you don't have enough enzymes, or for that matter, stomach acid, and you don't break down your proteins completely, that can be a problem because unhydrolyzed proteins can create peptides that can leak into the blood. So if you're not breaking down your protein effectively, you can end up with peptides in the intestine, incompletely digested peptides in the intestine that can end up in the bloodstream, especially if you're dealing with leaky gut, which many, if not most people, are dealing with some degree of leaky gut. So digestive enzymes can be very helpful for people who think they have problems with specific foods, specific peptide-rich foods, protein foods. Digestive enzymes can sometimes alleviate a lot of those problems. So I'd be using digestive enzymes for sure, the ultimate enzymes from longevity, for example, and then always use something like apple cider vinegar or something acidic with your enzymes. And then so many different things you do. Probiotics are absolutely a must-have. And then fiber, of course. We talked about that earlier today. Fiber is very important for the intestine. And then there's the fats. And when you think skin, think fats. When you think skin problems, think fats. Many skin problems, whether it's dry skin, eczema, psoriasis, acne, many skin health issues can be caused by deficiencies in or malabsorption of fats and fatty vitamins. Classic example is acne or bumps on the skin or something called keratosis pyloris, which is chicken skin or orange peel skin. These are classic manifestations of vitamin A deficiency. And you could do a lot of things for the skin. In fact, I don't want to say this the most important nutrient for the skin, but if I had to say the most important nutrient for the skin, I would tell you it was vitamin A. And vitamin A deficiency is very common, and beta-carotene is not vitamin A. Sorry to my vegetarian friends, because vitamin A is only found in animal foods. Beta-carotene can be converted into vitamin A. It's kind of a vitamin A polymer, I guess you could say, or it's got a pieces of vitamin A associated with it. And so beta-carotene can be cleaved and broken down to release vitamin A, but it's not vitamin A, and not everybody releases vitamin A from beta-carotene effectively. So vitamin A, if you're vegetarian or vegan, you know, do what you need to do, or don't do what you don't want to do. But vitamin A is just an unbelievably important skin nutrient, and deficiencies in vitamin A, even if you're not deficient in anything else, deficiencies in vitamin A can show up as skin problems. So vitamin A is a must-have. Essential fatty acids. In fact, essential fatty acid deficiency can be diagnosed by exactly the problem you're talking about, by dryness and flakiness on the skin. If you take essential fatty acids out of the diet of laboratory animals, guess what happens? Dryness and flakiness on the skin. I'm not saying that's...
I noticed that we had a conversation before, and I started supplementing with EFAs. And getting more, well, you know, fishes. I'm kind of in between with the fish because of a lot of the toxins, even in the wild fish. But I started, it really helped a lot, actually, when I started upping my EFAs.
Yeah, you gotta, that's a good point, is upping it. No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Just continue what you were saying.
I was going to say, I definitely believe that there's a problem with malabsorption of fats because certain foods, like I can tell the trouble foods, like certain foods I will get, like horrendous gas for the rest of the day after I eat them.
Is it fatty? They're fatty foods?
Yeah, if it's like eggs, like you said, red meat. If it's chicken, not so much.
Well, that's really important.
Not at all.
That's important, though. If you're having a problem with meat, that's a sign that you're not breaking down the meat, and that's an enzyme issue. And many people are not making enzymes. You're not alone. Many people have a problem making enough enzymes in the digestive system, in the stomach specifically. Protein enzymes are made in the stomach. And so that when we talk about the digestive system, we talk a lot about the intestine, but the stomach plays a major role in the breakdown of food. So when you experiment with this, and also chewing, by the way, is very important because you're pre-digesting when you chew. So try this. Pick a meat that you usually have a problem with and try chewing it really, really well. You know how they say chew 30 times? You know, that's hard to do, but do it just for a little bit. Just do it for an experiment. And then make sure you're using proteases. That's a protein digesting enzyme. You can use the ultimate enzymes or just find an enzyme that has proteases in it. And then use apple cider vinegar. And the combination of apple cider vinegar, protease digestive enzymes, which go by the name papain or bromelain typically, if you're looking at the ingredients, and then chewing your food really well. See if that makes a difference for you. Those three things, chewing, proteases, and then apple cider vinegar. But what I was going to say about the fats and the omega-3s, you really raise an interesting point, because a lot of times we'll say, oh, well, I'm taking EFAs, but you may not be taking enough of them. You need a lot of them. A lot of them. Like when I'm doing my EFAs.
I upped it a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
exactly.
Five, six, pills a day, like, and, you know, those things.
Go extreme. Go extreme. Yeah. It's not going to hurt you. Go extreme with them. So, yeah, that's a good thing, because a lot of people say they're taking them, but they may not be taking enough of them. Incredibly valuable. Vitamin A and essential fatty acids are the two most important fats, but there's others as well. And when we say essential fatty acids, I'm talking omega-6s and I'm talking omega-3s, both omega-3s. Omega-6s sometimes get a bad rap, and there's some nutritionists that will tell you, oh, you get plenty of omega-6s. Not true. You don't get plenty of omega-6 essential fatty acids because they're processed out of foods, and cooking destroys them, and heat destroys them. They're very, very fragile. So supplementing with a nutritional oil, whether it's in a capsule or whether it's in one that you keep in the refrigerator, omega-6 is very important. The skin is really responsive to omega-6s. Omega-3s are important too, but it's really dependent on omega-6s. This is true. Everything I'm talking about here is also true for dry skin. And nobody should ever have dry skin if they're taking care of themselves correctly. And it has nothing to do with moisturizers. I'm going to talk about that here tomorrow or maybe the next day. About the silliness, the fallacy of moisturizers. Really, really just a classic example of how we do not understand the skin, either as individuals or as a society, as a culture. So omega-3s and then omega-6s and then omega-3s, both kinds. And when I say both kinds, I mean alpha-linolenic acid, which is an essential fatty acid. You have to have it, which comes from seeds, chia seeds, hemp seeds, flax seeds. Yeah, flax seeds. I love flax seeds. And then also DHA and EPA play a really important role in skin health as far as anti-inflammation goes. So I recommend people take all their fats, including omega-6 essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic acid, omega-3 essential fatty acids, alpha-linolenic acid, and then also DHA and EPA, which you will get in fish oil. Now they have algae oil, so if vegans don't want to do fish oil, I think algae oil should be acceptable to them, even though algae and technically, I suppose, are a living creature, but algae oil is now available. All right, we are out of time. Don, I hope I helped you, buddy. Thanks so much for calling.
Man, you're
appreciate
amazing
it.
Amazing help, man. Always, definitely.
Take care. Be well. Have a beautiful day. And that's all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. Oh, yeah, don't forget to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com. Truthtreatments.com. All right, we'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.